Oh God.
Before man, before Earth, there was a podcast, the first podcast, the greatest podcast, and that is where we're at today.
Thank you. That's very honest of you to say. We are the first greatest podcast.
Oh, shit. I forgot to start the recording bot.
I hate everything. I worked so hard on that intro.
Well, we could still use the intro because since we were all recording it.
Oh, gnarly.
Yeah, you're fine.
Thank God. I made that up on the spot, but I'm going to act like I really thought through it and it was hard work.
That was a fantastic intro. Thank you very much for the glowing support.
What a wonderful introduction.
Yes. Thank you for walking me through Discord and holding my hand while I try to figure it all out.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah. The chat was just erupting into a sea of Jake Trumper is a boomer because for some reason.
Right before you came on, everybody was like, boomer, boomer. Yep.
I was showing some major boomer energy with that.
Me, myself, I was, in fact, chanting, Jake Trumper is a boomer.
I'm actually, by the way, jokes aside, I'm surprised you've been able to avoid Discord as much as you have.
I'm going to be honest. A lot of creators will always be like, yo, add me on Discord. And then I'll add them and we'll like talk for like a day. And then I just completely forget to check Discord. And I feel like I've really just come off as like a person who just doesn't respond because my Discord abilities are just awful.
Yeah, you've left me on red like dozens of times. It's really fucked up.
I didn't. I'm so sorry.
No, you didn't. You were actually really good at responding to us.
Twitter DMs, unstoppable. I'm there. I'm ready. But yeah. Discord, it big yikes on my part.
Okay.
I've sent you literally hundreds of messages a day for the past 3 months, and you have not responded.
That is a dirty lie. I'll say
Joe,
that.
Joe, I think if you sent him hundreds of messages, the fact that he hasn't responded is like the least of your problems at that point.
Thousands of messages.
Thousands. It's in the thousands now.
Tens of thousands.
Just every single day.
Okay. So to recap for our listeners, Jake is a returning guest and a YouTuber who's mostly known for his really hard-hitting videos like Trip to Wisconsin and I Hit My Sister with a Golf Club.
Dude, what?
Have you kept up the really serious thing or are you going for like more lighthearted at this point?
I've just completely been lighthearted. My last video was about my transition to making TikTok videos now. So
yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and I just built a new studio as well because I got kicked out of my other one.
Oh, Joe was talking before the show about how you guys can, like, you guys are pretty comparable in terms of like you have a little bit more subscribers. He has like a lot more views.
Yeah.
For some reason, Joe has decided to become a large TikToker in the meantime since we last recorded.
We're both pretty sizable, Jake.
Yeah, I just a few of my TikToks like just blew up for no reason, and I have no understanding of how TikTok works. I just upload videos and hope for the best.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jake, you got the handsome guy makes a funny thing going on. I think it's pretty easy for you to go viral.
Dude, I appreciate. You know what? Honestly, if I didn't have these bags under my eyes that made it look like I haven't slept for like 6 days, I'd be unstoppable. Like the world, it'd be mine, bro.
Look at the fucking ego on this guy. Holy shit.
Christ. Confidence is one thing.
Sorry, bro. The second you get me going, I had to
finish. Confidence is out of this world.
The chat is noting that your TikTok's a little bit more consistent, though, because Joe will get like 2 likes on one video and then like a million on another.
Yeah, I surprisingly built up. I've been having a TikTok for a month this Saturday, actually.
Only a month?
I just had like, yeah, I've been on it for a month this Saturday.
That's crazy. That's really good.
Yeah, I got lucky. I just made some goofy videos that surprisingly did well. And I was like, hell yeah. And people really like history facts. I love history and just make history TikToks and then skit TikToks. I just have them alternate. People love it.
of all the content that I could imagine you doing, history TikToks was not one of the first ones I would guess.
Neither did I. I absolutely love history, but I never bring it up. And then I was just like, I'll just make one on TikTok. And it was like, it blew up. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep doing that then.
I noticed one of your early videos, it's called Men Are Trash? It has like 223,000 views, but only 1,300 likes.
Dude, that's honestly been the wildest thing. So I think what happened with that one compared to my other ones is that one, every person that likes it seems to be like an Indian bot. And then I realized, I think that video just did well in India.
Oh.
Like in actuality. So sometimes, so basically what happens with TikTok is like, it first starts sharing content with people close to you, and the bigger it gets, the more radius it starts covering. So for some reason, the route that one took just went straight to India.
Could be.
Cause,
do you want me to show you something?
Yeah.
Click on that video and then click on the three dots below the comments.
Okay.
And then click analytics.
Wait, hold up. Ah! I can check.
This is great audio content,
just
guys.
Cut it.
Wait, I'm learning something.
Click
okay.
Analytics.
Three dots. Analytics. Okay.
And then it'll show you the number of audience reached. What's the number of audience reached?
Okay, one sec. I'm in the three dots. Is it next to like React,
yeah.
Duet, privacy
yeah,
settings?
Like right there. Yeah, it might not be three dots. It might be something else, but.
Okay, I've got save video, duet, react, add to favorites, privacy settings, live photo, share as a GIF, or delete.
Is the first one analytics?
No.
Oh, you have to sign up for analytics. You have to go...
Okay, we will...
On,
after...
click on profile and then click on the three dots in the top right corner.
All right, after our podcast, will you walk me through TikTok and help me become like a TikTok master?
Yeah, I will.
I appreciate that. I need that.
Boomer.
I'm a... oh my God, I made a video making fun of boomers and then a bunch of boomers commented on it. And it was just the most, I just started responding with true dat to every single one.
What did they say?
Oh, by the way, you mentioned India.
Yeah, no, it's very weird. Boomers and India seem to be like the two biggest things that you're not supposed to make fun of on TikTok. It's like, I was just like, it was a history fact. It was when boomers were born, the life expectancy was anywhere for, it was like the high 60s, which, it's just interesting, but then boomers like were very upset by that.
Oh.
Well, I've kind of latched on to you mentioning India, by the way, because I noticed that you got a really incredible offer in the interim between this episode and the last one. Apparently, your channel has been valued at approximately £12.850, which is change your life money. Why didn't you accept that buyout?
Oh my God, I know what you're talking. Oh my God, you know what? That's a good point. I should have sold the channel when it was at its high point. I should have done it.
£12?
£12.850, Joe. That's how much his channel is worth, according to a random Indian guy.
That messaged me.
What is $850?
I don't know, man.
It's a lot of money.
But the guy's email, it was a very legitimate email from a very believable source.
Did it end in AOL.com?
Yeah, I'd shit you not, it did.
Those are the best.
So did he just have like a stroke when he was typing out the valuation, or what was going on
It was
there?
Definitely just like the big... It was... What's weird is I knew it wasn't like a bot scam because it somehow knew I had a channel, but it was definitely just like a bot scam at the same time. I don't know, man. The internet scares me.
By the way, Suzuki in the chat is saying boomers have long overstayed their welcome on this mortal plane. It's time to ascend. Should we ascend right now? The three of us? Should we all just ascend right now?
What's the process behind that?
It's just like a mental thing.
I don't know how to activate that.
Like, you've never ascended? You just concentrate and go bloop, 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 bloop.
Wait, Joe. It's like, how did Suzuki send that to us?
All right. So you know how if you go to discord.t1podcast.com, it'll show you the chat?
Yes.
That's it.
Oh,
discord.t1podcast.com.
We'll be a little bit more excited than that.
All right.
Wow,
all right,
that's gnarly.
You know what, Lars? If you go to discord.t1podcast.com, it'll show you all the chat options. Yeah.
What the fuck, Joe?
In post, just switch the ah and the a sound. I switched them by accident.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that.
Yeah, or just leave it.
Yeah, if you want to tune into these episodes live and have
a fun time with
gamers like Jake Trumper.
So, sorry, go ahead.
Joe, I'm trying to direct people to our podcast.
So there's one thing I've noticed since our last time talking is you've got some pretty big names come on since my last time hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, like Jake Trumper.
Oh my God. No, not things. You had a... what? I can't remember the name. Who's like two people ago? Who was it? I'm sorry. Brent Daniel? Putting you on the spot.
Let's see. I'm just going to open up T1podcast.com and it'll give me a list.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Brent Daniel. Yeah, check list there.
Yeah, guys, if you want to listen to more episodes of the podcast, you can go to T1podcast.com as Joe is doing.
The Right Opinion? Rusty Cage?
Rusty Cage.
Rusty Cage.
I love Rusty Cage. He's cool. Awesome. That was so cool that you had him on.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the episode?
I got it. So I have like a whole playlist of all the videos I still need to listen to of your guys's. Oh. And so I only listen to your guys's podcast and then the official podcast. And I usually listen to you guys on like long trips. I've got a trip up to Chicago coming up. So I've got a long list of podcasts I got to catch up on. So I got a glimpse of it when Rusty shared it. I listened a little bit, but I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it yet.
So what did you think when he shared it? Like, I know those guys.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, oh my God, two all of my friends coming together on a podcast? Hell yeah.
Friends is a...
acquaintances I've talked to one time on a podcast, and then my friend Rusty Cage.
No, I meant more than friends, bud.
Oh, I mean, my...
family.
My family, my internet family coming together. Yeah. That's
why,
what I meant.
What's with the qualifier? Why internet family? Why can't we just be family?
there's the degree of separation there. We got to just the internet wall.
I notice you're obsessed with trees.
I love trees. I want to save the earth, man. Kill, not kill. Allow the boomers to ascend and the trees to grow.
Oh, you were
going to
say kill all boomers?
Save it from the boomers.
No. Don't just cut that part out of the podcast.
Yeah,
just
we'll cut that part there for sure.
Cut me saying that part there.
I won't amplify it and play it over and over again.
Kill the boomers, kill the boomers, kill the boomers, kill the boomers.
Oh, by the way, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, I just got some really bad news from Audio Boom, our podcast host.
Oh, no. What happened?
We might actually need to restructure soon.
Really? Why? What do you mean?
Yeah, we can talk about that later. That's fine. Let's just keep going.
What? That was random news.
Jake the Snake, here's a basic ass question for you.
Restructure.
What have you been up to creatively for the last 4 months, which is how long it has been?
Well,
That's how long it takes for a baby to be made.
Nope.
No, I don't think so. Is that really? What? No, it's not. Not
it's
even close.
Way off.
That's not
dog baby.
That's like dog. Okay.
Oh, a dog baby.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like 9 months. That is, yeah, no. Okay, well, let's see. I was really hitting a stride. Then I went through a breakup, and then I kind of hit a wall with creatively, and I kind of just took a break for like a month. And then I started doing plays here in my town. And now I'm making TikToks and YouTube videos again. I'm kind of hitting my stride again.
TikTok is where everybody ends up after a breakup. That's how people end up on TikTok.
That's exactly. I met a girl on Tinder and she's like, hey, like, I think you're a really cool guy. I think we should be friends, but also you should make a TikTok. And I was like, okay. And now here I am.
Did you hook up with her?
No, I did not.
That's fine.
I didn't.
Yeah, but he's a cool TikToker now, which is even better.
Even way better.
Way better. I gotta be honest. Tinder was pretty great for a while. I just deleted it though. I was like, all right, that's enough Tinder for life. I have TikTok now.
Like as a dating app?
No, oh my God. No, I would not. No. Oh my God. No. No. I have had random people follow me on Instagram and then try to hit me up, but they're like 16 and 14. And I was like, no. Thank you, though. I appreciate the support. I'll respond with dude. I'll be like, thank you so much, dude. I appreciate the support.
I'm glad to hear that you're not a pedophile. Good. Okay.
That's good to know. We'll put that officially on the first podcast.
I wasn't quite sure the first episode, but
you know, I can vouch for myself.
We'll put that officially on the first podcast, but we'll put that first on the official podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. I appreciate that so much.
Wait, but you never actually said, I, Jake Trumper, am not a pedophile. I haven't heard those words yet.
Okay.
No, say it because he's going to edit it.
Oh, wait.
Post.
Yeah, you're going to edit it. No. Oh. Awful.
I actually wasn't going to, but. Yeah,
I don't trust you now. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That sounds like something I would do.
You.
What's the oldest you would date?
Me? 40.
What about you, Lars?
No real maximum, just whatever.
What's the youngest you would date, Lars?
So, like, if an 80-year-old was like, yo, come live with me and all my cats. You'd do it?
I mean, if, like a if young for some 80, reason...
She looks like she's 65.
Am I madly in love with this woman?
Like, you low-key were like, you saw her and you were like, yeah, I'll go through with it. And then you guys did go through with it and you realize you have a lot in connection, but also she's 80 years old.
If through the miracle of technology or whatever, she's an 80-year-old who somehow looks banging.
No, like, no. I didn't say banging. She looks 65.
She looks 65. She looks good for her age, Lars.
No.
So you do have an age limit.
Jake, would you date somebody who was 80 and they look 100, but she's a billionaire and she's going to leave you all her money?
All right, so
if you have
basically,
sex with her.
Basically, am I a gold digger?
Would you have sex for $1 billion with an 80-year-old is what I'm asking.
That's basically what the questions come up to.
Who wouldn't?
I probably would, man. I'm going to be
of
honest.
Course.
That's so much money. That's so much money.
I would
money.
Not believe anyone if they said no.
Honestly, guys in the chat, would you have sex with an 80-year-old who looks 100
yes.
for $1 billion?
Dude, you could lessen that to like, you know what? I do it for 100,000.
For a, what about, all right, guys, for 100,000
in the chat.
I'd probably
do it for $1,000, to be honest.
I don't think I would do it for $1,000.
It's just getting lower and lower.
I'd do it for free.
Yeah, you know, I'll pay her, actually.
Well, no, because $1,000 is, I'd be making $200 an hour then.
Oh my God. Yes.
$1,000, I'd be making $1,000 a second.
Oh
my God.
Hey, random question. Okay. I happened to notice a few months ago, by the way, that you dropped a video promoting Doplex, and we actually had Doplex crash the episode we just did with Jay Aubrey, who came on the show because The Right Opinion recommended it to him, mm-hmm. who himself came on the show because you recommended us to James.
Oh.
And I guess my question is, does this just confirm that every content creator knows every other fucking content creator? Because it's an incredibly small world, it seems like.
Yeah, we all kind of know each other in like one sense or another. Some of us are just like closer than others. Like Doplex and I follow each other and I have like a huge respect for him. And like he yeah. seems like he would be a baller friend, but like we just don't like talk all the time compared to like me and I guess.
Compared to like me and you where we talk all the time.
Yeah, we talk.
Or where Joe sends you hundreds of messages and you never respond.
Yeah. I was thinking more of like people I actually respond to. So like me and Rusty Cage probably talk a few times a month, which isn't that much, but for like content creators it's a little bit more. So it's just kind of like who goes well together, who collaborates and stuff. Like Ricky Berwick and I follow each other, but we're not like talking 24/7. We're not like, hey,
well,
what's
this
up?
This is the flex segment of the podcast. Okay,
what? What's the most famous person that you know?
Most famous person I like know. Whoa.
besides us
yeah, like, or just like that you talk to,
that I'm with, like that I'm like friends with, that I talk to.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys watch? Do you guys watch Gotham?
Gotham, yeah, I'm a huge expert on that.
The TV show Gotham.
I'm an expert on Gotham.
Joe, this guy is typing. So tired at this point.
Oh my God! So
no, I don't watch it.
The guy who plays the Penguin in Gotham, his name's Robin Lord Taylor. I know him. He went to my school years before I did, but then I'm friends with his uncle, so I've met him multiple times. Me and him connected well because I was the weird kid at Solon and he was the weird kid at Solon, so we were like, yo, what's up?
That's cool.
Hey, yeah, so he's really cool.
Pufferfish just followed us.
How old are you, Jake? Let me guess. 23.
Oh, what's okay? Yeah, both of you guess.
I guess 23.
Okay,
I'm gonna guess prime 14.
Wow. Okay. And IG88 guessed that I was I'm not even going to try to guess that
guys
number.
In the chat, guess. Everyone in the chat, take a wild guess. Someone says 25.
I like IG88's answer there.
887, 727. 69,
22, 20. All right. Well, Perps wins.
Oh.
I'm 21.
Not 420?
Dude, if we could find the technology to live to 420, I would force myself to live that long just for the meme.
Mm-hmm. And then you would blaze it at 420 on 420?
Yeah, like right now I'm shooting for 69. That's like the age I'd like to like pass on at.
69 and 69 days.
I feel like it's going to be fun if I, like, when I get to 69, I'll have a little chuckle like,
I'm 69. I'm going to die soon.
It'll be like a 5-second little thing where it just entertains me.
Because your sense of humor is not going to change between now and then.
Probably not, no.
No.
So since we last did an episode together, PewDiePie finally crossed that 100 million subscriber count.
Hell yeah.
And I was thinking, if you really dedicate yourself, you could probably get there too by the end of the year.
Yeah, I just need to grind. Yeah, 100 million. If I just grind a little bit, I'm there, bro.
You gotta eat, sleep, and shit, YouTube. Grind.
You know what's kind of sad? It took me 2 years to get up to 26,000 subscribers on YouTube. But with TikTok, the estimation is that I'll be at 26,000 by like Sunday.
Oh yeah, Joe has had so much easier success becoming successful on TikTok.
It's so easy. Yeah, it took me 6 months probably to hit that first 10,000, and then I got another 5,000 in like 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like exponential. Once you hit a certain point, I feel like people notice that you have a lot, so they'll follow you because they assume you're putting out good content.
Yep, that's exact. Yeah, because I'm like gaining, I think like 1,000 a day right
that's
now,
really good.
Which was just because I went from like 50 a day. I was like, whoa, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, I mixed PewDiePie's congratulations song, and I put that on TikTok as like my as like a sound, and now a ton of people have been using that. So that kind of
lucky. That is very lucky to do.
Yeah, so it's called Jake Trumper's PewDiePie Congratulations Remix, and a bunch of people are using that, so that got my video. Mm. And then I made another one about singing about Jesus and being depressed.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
I saw that. I think I saw that on my For You page, actually.
Yeah, and people started using that sound, so that one is doing pretty good. I've just had random ones do really well.
By the way, speaking of like the little growth milestones, I love how I love those beginning stages where you're just like, "Ooh, hey mom, I got a hundred listens on the podcast," and it seems so awesome, but it's like nothing at all.
Right? No, I know exactly what you mean there. Like at the beginning, I was like, "Oh my god, 100 views! This is the greatest thing ever!" And then now it's like, those are amateur numbers.
Now, if you got 100, you would be concerned.
Oh yeah, I would delete the video probably. Like, I'd be this is wrong? Awful. Yeah. Oh my god.
I do fake Disneyland facts.
Dude, I honestly just found your channel because you added me. So I plan on watching all of your videos. How did you find me? I was so confused when you started talking. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. What was your reaction when I added you and you realized like who I am?
I assumed it's just another person like duetting me or adding me to try to like get me there. So I was like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden I saw that it was you and I was like, holy shit, I know this guy.
I watched your YouTube video about TikTok, and then I was like, oh, I bet I could find him just by searching his name, and sure enough, there you are. And then I was like, right before the episode, I was like, hey Lars, would it be weird if I just tagged you in this? I made this video like, hey, looking forward to recording, and then Lars was like, no, it's not weird to tag somebody on the social media that they use.
Dude, I thought that was hilarious, except I didn't understand the joke at first, because you're like, we didn't see you last time. And I was like, well, besides me struggling with Discord, I was there. I didn't get the joke the first time. I was like, oh my God, it's just him being goofy again. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was Lars's idea, actually. Lars was like, you should say something like, can you actually show up this time? Or like,
that really? It was Lars who came up with that?
That was Lars's idea.
Oh yeah, I'm really the puppet master of the podcast.
I would not have guessed that. Yeah. Wait, okay, so IG88. Was talking about fake facts segment where we suggest the worst sounding facts. What would that?
And where did he do that, by the way?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, what he just said. That's how IG88 suggested that. And now I kind of wanted to say fake facts, but I don't know what kind of fake facts they want to hear.
All horses are blue.
Before the 1700s, humans only had blonde hair.
Cats are female.
Birds don't exist. Autism can give you a vaccine.
Oh my. I thought that was gonna go a different way. I'm gonna be honest. I was concerned there for a second.
Oh, you think vaccines cause autism is what you're saying?
No. He started with oh my gosh. All right. I've thought of this question for the longest time and I've wanted to ask you guys this question.
Oh. What does human flesh taste like?
Chicken. That's an actual thing. Doctors who have tasted flesh say it tastes like chicken.
Oh, I've yeah, doctors. Okay. All right.
That gives them the credence to be able to say that without sounding weird.
A cannibal, one of the, some historic cannibal murderer guy, he said flesh that has tattoos on it tastes much worse than normal flesh.
That checks out.
I heard that. That was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Thank you. I cannot remember the name of the guy who said that. But yeah.
Well,
so,
of course.
So imagine this. Imagine you're eating a piece of chicken and they add a bunch of tattoo ink to it. It's probably going to taste like shit.
Yeah, good point. So yeah, if you don't want to get eaten, have tattoos. Anyways, the question is, would you rather fight 5 16-year-olds or 50 10-year-olds?
Why do all of our guests ask us hypothetical questions about beating up like kids and homeless people?
5 16-year-olds.
Yeah, or 50 10-year-olds.
Yeah, no, I would choose the 16-year-olds.
So like the fight starts on the playground but can end up anywhere.
I would run away. Can I run away?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can, but they're going to catch you no matter what.
So how does it end? It's like a fight to the death?
You have to fight. Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, this has been something that you said has been on your mind for a while.
Dude.
And you've really been wanting to...
So I do plays, and like the last play I was in, I just asked everyone in the play with me, like if we had a second, I'd be sitting there and I'd just be like, so Zane, if you had to fight 5 16-year-olds or 10 or 50 10-year-olds, what would you pick? And I'm pretty sure a lot of the people were concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be too.
I became it was only the people my age. I didn't ask the adults because I didn't want to seem.
You don't consider yourself an adult?
I guess I'm like young adult. I didn't ask any of the boomers in the show.
No, okay. So the last episode, you asked us if we would throw a hand grenade onto a bunch of puppies and children.
I remember that. I did ask that, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Chris and Dave asked us some pretty dark stuff too, and they have a huge following, so it's fine.
Oh yeah, by the way, you're taking the slot of Rob from Cyanide and Happiness. I don't know if that makes you feel good or not.
Oh, holy shit! Whoa, yeah, I should not be on here compared to him. Wait, oh my god, Jesus! Oh my god, what the fuck? I feel like I am nothing compared to the creator. Holy shit, I am so sorry, everyone. Think about that. Like, you had the chance to meet, like, a god, and then you're just stuck with the dude who looks like he never sleeps and makes TikTok videos.
To be fair, Jake, by the way, like, I kind of presented that as if you have bested him in combat for the slot, but the truth is he just had to postpone. Like,
yeah, so that's exactly what it was. He postponed, and then I get a message as I'm driving to go fix my headlight because... the place wouldn't help me fix my freaking headlight, so I had to learn to do it on my own. I was like, oh, hell yeah, I love the first podcast. So,
To clarify, just to make sure, by the way, you were already on our list for people we definitely wanted to have back on the show. So it wasn't just like, oh, God, we got to find someone. It was like, oh, we should ask Jake. We really wanted to have him on again.
Yeah, hell we were like, who can we have on? Like, maybe somebody that we were going to schedule in the future, but like, we didn't really have enough time to research a brand new guest. And then I'm like, what if we have somebody on who we had on before? And we're kind of going through it. And then I'm like, what about Jake? And we're both just like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, yeah. I'm always happy to come on. I love chatting with you guys.
Yeah. Well, calm down a little bit. Maybe just one or two appearances for now.
Yeah, two max. We've maxed out at the two.
Get to know each other a little bit before we...
All right, I'd like to go on record. Like 10 minutes ago, you were saying we were family. So I'm getting mixed messages.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about.
We're not very close,
not very
with
close
our
in my family. We only talk every few months.
By the way, speaking of, oh shit, we haven't plugged the sponsor yet. Joe, we should talk about our sponsor.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. That's right.
Can you not say it like a hyena that has a disease?
All right. Amazon.t1podcast.com. That's right. We're sponsored by Amazon now. We're Amazon affiliates, which means it's easier than ever to support your brothers, Lars and Joe. Make your bookmark amazon.t1podcast.com so you won't forget, and that way when you shop at Amazon, amazon.t1podcast.com, you'll automatically be supporting us with up to 10% going to us at no additional cost to you. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Every single one of you who is listening to this podcast right now has shopped on Amazon probably within the last month.
Probably today.
And if you wanted to, I actually shopped there today. I bought some Toms.
Did you use amazon.t1podcast.com?
I did forget to use the code. Fuck.
Change your bookmark. Change your bookmark. Change it right now. Everyone listening, change it right now.
Yeah. It's a good way to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money. We used to have other sponsors where you had to pay something. This time you don't.
This is a great way to support your brothers at no additional cost.
I have a cute Amazon story. So my step-grandpa and I are super close, but we just haven't been able to see each other a lot. So he'll order stuff on Amazon and just send it to me. Like right now, he's just sending me random Halloween candy he finds. So I'll just get these Amazon packages and I'll be like, I wonder what my grandpa sent me. And it's so adorable.
Cute. That's cool.
Yeah. It's so sweet. I was like, aw. So I'll just send him like a video of me opening it. I'll be like, thanks, grandpa.
Well, go ahead and tell your grandpa to use amazon.t1podcast.com.
I'll text him that next time. I'll be like, dude, right, you got to use this. It's the only way to go.
Well, just tell him that Amazon changed their URL and that should do it.
He'll be like, oh, thank you so much, Jay. Oh, yeah, we're set.
By the way, I have a coworker who listens to every episode of our show, and he said he was going to change his bookmark to amazon.t1podcast.com. So shout out.
What's his name?
Arion.
Arion.
Shout out to Arion.
Thank you for listening to the show, Arion.
Arion.
If Arion had to fight 5 16-year-olds or 50 10-year-olds, who do you think he would pick?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Good.
Next time you see Joe, go ahead and tell him. If you're not gonna, you're banned from the show permanently, so just go ahead and get that in.
I would choose the 16-year-olds because there's fewer of them, so it would
Thank
be traumatic
okay.
either way to have Dude. To beat up kids.
Are you kidding? I'd fight the kids. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. Like, if you get on the playground, bro. If it's playground rules, like climb onto the roof of the play structure and just one at a time, just bam, bam, bam.
Like a funnel.
Yeah.
Chat is saying, by the way, I wasn't nice enough to Arion that I wasn't saying it in like a sexy, sultry voice. Okay. I guess I can do that. Hi, Arion. You want to come into our podcast?
God damn it, Lars. This is people I work with.
Okay. Even I felt scared just being in this like podcast, you saying that. That was intense.
One thing we have to consider, by the way, with the beating up the kids segment is the hormones they put in the water now and the food. So these are
what?
Buff.
Okay,
what
I guess our show has a beating up the kids segment now. That's wonderful.
What do you they do not give them hormones. I've seen kids. There's no 10-year-olds walking out like they're ripped, all right? Like
steroids.
Yeah, there's no steroid. Okay, these are normal 10-year-old kids. Lars, I don't think you've answered yet.
Yeah, I really wish I didn't have to.
you have to answer,
Lars.
It's my
Lars.
One condition for coming onto the show.
Yeah, okay, it's the least that we could.
Let me get some more information.
Okay, go ahead. I got it
you
all.
You have all the information you need. He's just postponing.
Shut the fuck up,
Joe. Oh, yeah. By the way, the 10-year-olds are like 5. They're like 5'4".
Okay. So
those are tall 10-year-olds.
I'm trying to get some qualifiers, Joe. Just shut up. Okay. So number one, is leaving an option?
No.
He
like,
already
if
said
you,
no.
Like, they've targeted you. They're like, you're going down. So like, you got to fight them. And it's on a playground.
So I
like,
literally have to fight one of these groups?
Yeah. So you're out shooting. Down. You're shooting b-ball right after school when a couple of guys that were up to no good started causing trouble in your neighborhood. And it has to be one little fight.
Wait, so I'm Will Smith.
Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, no, you're not Will Smith. You're you.
Oh.
If you were Will Smith, I would have much more faith in your ability to win.
Subtle shade there.
What?
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against, guys?
Yes.
I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Sick as the motherfucking kid that's behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempers flaring. Parents that blow them off, they keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening.
Lars, Joe's sick rhymes cannot save you, okay?
Leave them with the taste of sour as vinegar in their mouth so they can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me.
All right, I disconnected him. All right. Okay. So I have to fight them. There's 5 16-year-olds or 50 10-year-olds?
Yes.
Okay, practically speaking, I feel like it would be easier to take on 5 people than 50.
Yes and no, because like, their 16-year-olds are like more organized. I feel like the 10-year-olds are just going to run at you crazy.
How about this? A wave, it's waves of 5 10-year-olds where every 6th kid is a 16-year-old. And then the final boss is the schoolyard janitor.
The janitor comes after you.
With a rake.
I feel like janitors already have such a thankless job. Though, like, He just gets beat up.
You think he's the boss, so you just storm him. He doesn't even fight back. He's just actually doing his job. He's just cleaning up.
Oh, you have to beat him up, but he's not going to fight back?
Yeah, that's the ending.
No, these are just ragdolls.
Oh, all of these are ragdolls? Like, they don't actually have to fight back? If so, then I would choose the five.
The world is a simulation.
You do not. I make the rules here in this scenario.
All right.
In this beating up the kids scenario, Jake makes the rules.
It's important that I remain in power of this situation.
Exactly. All right. I'm satisfied with your guys' answers. We can move topic from beating up kids.
We can stop talking about just like child abuse.
Yes. Yeah, we can. We finally can.
Okay.
What has been your favorite TikTok?
Wait. Mm. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my favorite one? Any history TikTok I've made, any history meme TikTok I made, I love.
That's Can you cool. go into a little bit more detail?
I made one about freaking King Tut's parents being brother and sister. Made one about Napoleon having to be exiled twice. One about Sigmund Freud and his obsession with cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought cocaine could cure everything, didn't he?
He really did, and then he just got addicted to cocaine and got all of his patients addicted to cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a really well-timed hiccup.
I made it with songs, though, so it made it a little less messed up.
Okay.
Yes, that was...
Now, by the way, last time you were on the podcast, you ended up asking us a really good question about our origins and our influences, and it led to a good 10 or 20 minutes of meta discussion about content creation, and I really enjoyed it. So with that in mind, my expectations for your next question for us are just absolutely sky high.
All right. I can throw another one your guys' way.
All the pressure. Okay. What do you want to ask us?
So you guys have been doing this for a while now. You've had interactions with different types of personalities. You've kind of experienced the ones that you mesh well with, ones that you don't mesh well with.
Yep.
So I guess the next, and you've been building up a fan base from all these different audiences. You get a little bit each time. Where do you hope to be a year from now? What is the final, do you guys have a set goal? Do you have anything in mind? Do you think you'll exceed your expectations, or do you think your expectations are too high right now? What is your overall goal?
Well,
for starters, I just wanted to mention that
we are very, very thankful for all of the success that we have had and all of our viewers that have tuned in. Thank you.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that, but that's true. When you said people we have meshed well with and people we haven't meshed well with, at this point, I would actually like to clarify that the people that we have on the show now are established entertainers who have a tendency to mesh well with everyone.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed literally every guest I've had on in the last 4 months.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard one where you don't mesh well with. I guess more in the sense of like ones where you like, I guess now with every creator you have, it's hard to have an awkward conversation with like actual established creator.
Also, we tend to avoid the kind of people that we wouldn't, like Rye Scum or someone like that. Like, obviously we wouldn't have him on because...
Yeah, just awkward. Incredibly awkward.
Like Rudy Giuliani or just like someone.
Yeah, sorry guys, if you're listening in the audience, Rudy Giuliani will not be a guest on the podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah, we had to cancel his episode.
Fuck! Yeah.
All right. I would say that I think we've discussed that one of our goals would be to... I mean, there's different goals. So, like, we want to hit 10,000 people tuning in at every single moment of every day.
Well, not live, though, but, like, get to the 10,000 a month mark so we can get... Our podcast platform actually does auto monetization. It can be a managed account at that point. So that's one of our goals. I want to get us to at least 100,000 listens this year.
Yeah.
And
I think we got 50,000 the first year, so we should do more better this year.
Yeah.
So,
and also I would like to get to a point where we can have Jake Trumper back on the podcast because he's such a massive content creator. It's really cool that he was able to show up.
Yeah, I mean, like, compared to The Right Opinion, Rusty Cage, the guy who's made the comics we've literally grown up with. Yeah, Jake Trumper.
Chumps.
Big chumps.
All chumps.
Chumps compared to the likes of you. 26,000 subscribers and one of my most popular videos being a BTS reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you want to do God, I almost said BDSM. ASMR.
What?
Oh my God.
ASMR related episode. I'm starting like a spinoff podcast.
That sounds interesting. How does that work?
ASMR? Like, we're just going to whisper.
If you don't like the idea, you can say no, by the way.
We're going to whisper the whole time.
I have a hatred for ASMR, but the largest fascination of it as well. Like, I've never been more fascinated by something.
Yeah.
We're just going to whisper the whole time.
Be like, I drink my Monster right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's practice.
I'm going to disconnect both of you.
You're a natural.
Yes. My Monster only has one sip left. It's basically the spit.
Can you?
Is that good?
Go ahead and take that sip.
Can you slosh it around? Oh God, that actually sounded really terrifying.
Yeah, five people who are listening to this in post probably like stopped listening right that second. So thank you, Jake.
You actually lose viewers now because of that. Like, your goal of 100,000 just shot because of that.
We somehow lose listens, like it goes negative somehow.
Yeah, we get negative.
Did you, so I guess one more follow-up question then is, when you guys started this, thinking about where you'd be at now, have you exceeded your expectations?
Yes.
Yes, on all fronts. Absolutely.
Nice.
Well, yeah, because back in the day, it was like we didn't really have much of a base. And, you know, with the people we interviewed were mostly like local people that, no offense to them at all. I mean, they were interesting episodes, but like no one gave a shit about them. And so, yeah, it's like
I'm recording.
To have gotten to a place like this has been great.
I'd imagine so. Like, I guess, how do you reach? Do you just DM people on Twitter still, or how do you usually reach out?
Okay, so we get this question so often that I've actually put an article on our wiki answering this question.
No way.
Yes. I'm going to link it in the chat.
Okay. I also noticed you guys made me a thingy after I was on your podcast. Yeah. I felt so honored. One of my friends looked me up and was like, Jake, you have a wiki fandom. And I was like, who did this? I looked and I was like, Lars did this.
Well, that shows that you've really made it. You have a first podcast wiki entry. That's like the key.
Can I read this article about we asked?
Oh, by the way, that's the answer to the question. Just we asked. We literally just like asked the content creators and they're like, yeah.
We asked.
We asked is the simple and straightforward answer that Lars and Joe give to guests, as well as the hosts of other podcasts they go on when asked how they have gotten such huge guests on the first podcast.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps to have some sample episodes, but yeah, I mean,
no,
they like what they see. They say, yeah, that'd be fun.
I was honestly, the fact that you like asked me after a podcast, you were like, hey, if you want to like talk to Tro or someone, I honestly was like so honored. I was like, hell yeah, I'll talk. Cause like you guys put in really good work. Like,
thank you.
I've always impressed with what I hear.
See, I always like having Jake on cause he kind of jacks us off a little bit.
It feels good. It feels good.
Yeah.
All right.
I always like on TikTok, the second you added me, I was like, oh, I'm following this man back immediately.
How many people are you following?
23 now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And me. Speaking of which, our other sponsor, 23 and Me.
Is that really what it is?
23 and Me. No.
That's perfect. Oh.
We should actually bust out our other sponsor, by the way. I just signed up for this one.
Oh yeah, bust it out.
Who is it?
It's Audible.
Oh, we have an Audible sponsorship now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can add this one now because I'm in the finalization processes of it. Yeah, you want to do that, or should we save that for the next episode?
Let's save it because I don't know like what the talking points are or anything.
Okay, yeah, getting us some new sponsors.
Plus, we're like ringing up the ending of it, so it's kind of like I guess you could do it at the end. I don't know what I'm saying. I have no concept of podcasts.
By the way,
it's fine.
Since we're friends on TikTok, you can see like my 400 hidden videos. I basically make every video friend. Shut the fuck up, Toby. That's my dog. I basically make every video friends only or hidden to the general public if it doesn't go viral. So when people click into my account, they see all my videos that went viral and they're like, oh, this guy makes only viral content.
You clever little sneak.
Which is very much not the case.
So it's kind of pathetic to admit that on air, by the way.
No, it's a lot of people do that.
Do they? I just, when I was starting out, I was like, if this gets under 500 views, I'm just deleting it.
Yeah.
Which is, I just straight up delete them.
Yeah, well, I just make it friends only.
Ah, that's smart.
A lot of people do that. It's like a really common thing.
Oh, so your friends on there can see how not actually like super popular you are? What do you
Most
what,
people
do you do
have friends only videos that their friends can see and they're the ones that didn't do as well.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. I was wondering why I saw some people's friends only. I'll be honest, I know she's not listening to this, but there's this one girl that followed me and I followed her back. She's like the most gorgeous person ever. And I was just like stunned by her beauty. I'll be honest. Threw me off.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just throw that in there. Had to get that off my chest. Had to tell someone.
What does her name start with?
Oh, I'm not saying that. Oh, no. I'm not saying the name on here.
Is it Hamlin?
No.
Let me see. Is it Hamlin? No, you're only following 20. Is it?
Oh, God. You can just go through all of them. Oh, also, I follow my little sister makes them. She's like one of the first people I followed. And I feel she posts very cringy content.
Who's your little sister? Morgan?
Izzo?
No, Kaya. Her name's Kaya.
Oh, yeah. I found her. Okay, let's see.
Don't go watch his stuff. Oh my God. I feel shout out my little sister and her TikTok. Oh man.
So her name is Kaya.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. I'm very used to another male Kaya.
Yeah. So I have a sister named Kaya, and she's a girl. She's a redhead just like me, so the two redhead kids.
Oh, you have red hair?
Yeah.
Lars, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to continue this episode because he has red hair.
That's pretty racist, Joe.
No, wait. Oh, no. Are you guys still in recording?
Oh, yeah, you didn't move over.
You didn't.
I thought we were in private.
Joe, don't be harassed.
What's happening?
All right, that's fine. Moving on.
Okay.
Good talk. I was glad to be a part of that 45 seconds. It was an honor.
Yeah.
I recently went to Disneyland with one of my favorite TikTokers, Floral. And Floral. FLAURALL.
Sounds like a throat cancer or something.
No, like a floral design.
Do you like wait. Like, was she your friend before TikTok? Or was she like you guys became friends through TikTok?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so here's the story. I followed her. I was one of her first followers.
Okay.
And I just was a fan. I followed her and eventually...
Oh, was she hot?
She's hot. And eventually she followed me back after I donated 5 cents to her in a live stream. And then we just started talking because once you follow each other, you become friends and you can message each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking and eventually I'm like, oh, we should collaborate. We end up collaborating at Disneyland of all places. And so we're recording, and so this girl comes up to us and she's like, oh, are you TikTokers? And we're like, yeah, you want to be on our video? So she's in our video. So we made a video with her and we took her from like 30 followers so far to like 60 followers by shouting her out, which is not much, but like it's
cool. But still, that's so nice.
Doubled in size. You know, it's fun.
Not the little kid, but the floral. Did you kiss her?
No.
Did you bang her?
No.
I was gonna say that too, but I was like, that's too far. Let's start with kissing.
No, we didn't kiss.
A little peck on the cheek.
But you did bang?
Yeah. There's no kissing involved. It was you had to look straight at the wall. Well, it happened.
No.
You have to be facing away from each other.
Guys, I can't talk about this.
Okay.
Actually, we'll move
you in a private chat. Okay, so Joe, now that we're in a private chat.
Lars, can we kick Joe out of this private chat and I just talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
Dude. I think he actually did it, man. I'm gonna be honest. He seems super embarrassed right now.
Guys, I'm
still
here.
I noticed he got kind of flustered. He was weird.
We should work on an exposed video on him.
I think that should be your next video, Jake. I agree.
Yeah, I'll expose these two TikTokers. All right, let's go back.
All right, we're back.
Guys, you were not
muted. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad you couldn't hear any of that.
Hey, all
right, that's fine. I'll let you do your gag.
Oh, by the way, Jake, do you have time for us to do a couple? Our $10 patrons actually get some dramatic readings. Do you have like a couple more minutes?
Yes.
By the way, guys, if you're a $10 patron, you can send us a monthly dramatic reading or shout out to read on air.
That's
what we're going to go ahead and do.
Do it.
Duet.
Okay, so Rockshell, one of our $10 patrons, sent his live read over a couple days ago, and this is what he has paid $10 to say. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to tell you a joke now.
Okay.
All right.
That concludes the dramatic reading.
Oh my god!
$10 to read.
He got me. I'll be honest. That goof worked.
Rock shell.
10 whole American dollars for him to be able to have us say that on air. Okay.
Money well spent.
All right. This next one's a duo. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Tell him to eat shit, Joe.
Do it yourself.
Eat shit, asshole. Fall off your horse. That's the end of that.
All right. Pretty good. That was pretty good.
What's happening?
That was pretty good.
By the way, there's another $10 patron named Richard Quiner who has asked that I go ahead and shout out his channel, RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. He used to be Game Master Richard Quiner. He's actually been on the podcast a few times. He's decided to rebrand. I'm really glad that there's a siren going on in the background. That's wonderful. He's decided to rebrand as RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. The name's different, but the content is still the good old stuff. He does daily tabletop RPG and Dungeons & Dragons content, good for new players and old alike. Highly recommended you check him out. YouTube, Facebook, that's RPG Daily with Richard Quiner.
Actually sounds super gnarly.
Yeah. So that concludes the shout-out / dramatic readings portion of the podcast. We've had a beating children segment. We've had a dramatic reading segment.
Good times. Good times.
Does anyone want to come on and ask a question live?
Oh, yeah. Guys, if you have a question for us,
our esteemed guest, by the way, Lars, by the way, off the record, apparently I've been recording not in default, but edit audio to video. Is that going to be a problem?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, shrug emoji. You're unmuted.
You're unmuted, shrug emoji.
They immediately said nope.
Ask your question.
By the way, Jake, what's your opinion on boars?
Boars are a very invasive species, but they're badass as hell.
Okay.
They will mess up farmland. They will destroy anything in their path. They have no remorse for anything.
By the way, I'll just do shrug emoji's voice for her. So shrug emoji asks, "Hey, Jake Trumper, I really like your content and you're very handsome. How can I find your content on YouTube?"
That was a really good impersonation of someone.
Thank you.
I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all under the same name. It's literally just Jake Trumper, but my name is spelled TRUEMPER. It's spelled stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, but
that throws people off.
Oh, hey, quick question, by the way. Okay. So as someone whose last name is Householder without an E in the middle, what I feel like I can share your pain a little bit here on having to like spell out your name on every single phone call I have ever made in my entire life.
Everywhere I go, they'll be like, "Oh, Jake Trumper." I was like, yeah, but let me stop you real quick, 'cause it's not spelled how you think.
People struggle also with Lars, like a lot.
I think I would too, honestly. If I didn't like know your name, like if I haven't seen, like I've seen your name before, so I know how to spell it, but I think I'd ask you, to be honest, just out of like respect, so I didn't mess it up.
But it's Lars. It's not like Mahujalallah. It's like it's
you
a very simple
name.
Can't
just say that, Lars.
Yeah,
I can't just say my own name.
Mahujalallah. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is wrong with you, Lars?
Well, apparently people have an easier time with that than Lars. They're just baffled by it. They're like, is that short for Larson?
Well,
Lars,
wait, is it
just
Larceny?
Do you spell it with like? I'd be like, do you spell it with a Z or an S?
Why would you ask that? No one ever spells Lars with a Z.
Shrug emoji just did. Thank you, shrug emoji. I appreciate you.
Yeah, but she's doing that on purpose because she's making fun of me.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you guys know, obviously know, Rhett and Link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days, their song, "I Am a Thoughtful Guy."
Wow, like, that's real shade. Back in the good days, implying that their content has not held up.
I absolutely love Rhett and Link. I love Good Mythical Morning, but that song is just a jam.
Okay.
I'm a boomer. God damn it. The good old days.
Wait, so is spaghetti just boneless pizza?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Is what pizza?
Is spaghetti boneless pizza? Think about it.
No, because spaghetti is...
Spaghetti!
They both have tomato sauce. They both have cheese. And spaghetti is
noodles.
A carb, but it's not bread. And crust is bread.
Yes, it's literally the same thing as bread, just in a different form.
Right. It's a different form. So that makes it not
So it's literally boneless pizza.
Yeah. 100%.
This is the hill I'm going to die on, Joe. We can talk about this for a while if you want, but it is boneless pizza.
It's not. It's
Yes, it is.
It's boneless pizza, bro.
It's boneless
pizza.
I'm
sorry.
No, it isn't.
That's all right, this fucking idiot over here. Okay.
What a fool. Should we go in the private chat again? What an idiot.
All right, let me move him over. Okay.
All right, yeah.
This fucking bozo, man. I don't know if it's working.
What an idiot.
Man.
It's boneless pizza. Dude, kick him off. I'll be your co-host now.
Exactly. We can do the Lars and Jake podcast, which people will misspell because they don't know how to spell Lars.
Exactly. But man, just kick Joe off at this point.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Say, man, I could tell. I could tell, man. It's all right.
Wait, shit. All he's right. not saying anything, but he's not deafened. We could hear all that.
Yeah, I can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, no. Joe.
You're very handsome and a good boy.
Thank you.
You do great work.
Okay.
Are Pop-Tarts ravioli? Joe?
Have we murdered the private chat?
We've murdered
joke
his
yet?
Spirit.
No, it's all good. Are Pop-Tarts ravioli though?
Yeah.
No. What? Or, why would Pop-Tarts be ravioli?
Oh, it looks like we've got a lot of bozos on this episode.
Holy shit, they are ravioli.
They are.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's pasta.
Oh my god.
With filling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
They even look like ravioli.
All right, boys. I've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Before I have to go into work. Lucky me.
Oh, really?
You work tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh. I was actually going to wrap it up in the next 5 minutes, so that's actually pretty convenient.
Oh, thank God. That works out perfectly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that we should cross-promote each other on TikTok.
I'll cross. Sure, man. I don't know. Sure. Let's do it.
What's the plan?
You guys should do an April Fool's prank where, like, you guys switch names and content for a day.
We should collab somehow. Mostly, I'll just, like, duet your stuff. We'll start there.
Wow. What an honor. I'll duet one. I've never duetted someone yet.
I'll duet your stuff.
Wow.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's an honor and a half.
By the way, I just wanted to point out that you have 440,000 likes, which is very, very good.
Yeah.
I have over 800,000.
Whoa. How long have you been doing it?
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Like 9 months. Eight, 9 months.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
What about you, Jake?
Yeah.
A little under a month.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. There's been a murder.
I think there's been a murder in Savannah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
You started this war.
That's all right.
That's great.
That's all right.
I really appreciated Lars just like setting it up. He's like, oh boy, someone's getting murdered.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right, let's close things out. Joe, if people wanted to get some cool benefits on the Discord and listen to bonus episodes and listen to early release of episodes like this for $2 a month or more with more benefits, the more that you contribute, how can they go ahead and do that?
All they would have to do is go to patreon.com/T1podcast, join our $2 tier, and they'll have access to early listening privileges as well as in Discord privileges. And not to mention, the more they donate, they'll be able to have a dramatic reading. They'll be supporting their favorite podcast. The good boys.
You can send us in clips as short as you want, I guess, is the theme on this episode.
Or as long as you want. Currently, there's no limit because we've never had to have a limit, so...
Yeah. We've done readings that took like 5 minutes to finish. That was great. But yeah, patreon.com/T1podcast helps support the show. And Jake, have you ever thought about what it would be like to wear the podcast?
That sounds like it'd be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. If you wanted to wear the podcast, guys... There's a good way to do that. You can go to merch.t1podcast.com and check out our Teespring where you can get phone cases like Nick in the chat who just got a Samsung case with our logo on it.
Oh, he did?
You can get t-shirts, you can get sweatshirts, you can get bags, which Joe will love, and beyond. We actually have a picture of a coffee table on there too, because for some reason we have gotten that request about 12 times.
Per day.
Pictures of coffee tables and lots of cool tchotchkes. Merch.t1podcast.com helps support the show in another way. And that's going to do it. Jake, one last time. How can people check you out?
Well, if you look up Jake Trumper on TikTok or YouTube, you can find me. My YouTube is slowly dying, so you could be saving me from the quicksand of the algorithm. by throwing a subscription on there. Bing bong.
Ding dong.
That was a very sad note to end on.
Did you want to redo it?
Yeah, yeah. Let's.
Right, I'll leave all this in, but go ahead. Like, that's fine.
My thriving YouTube channel could really use your support. It's Jake Trumper. There we go. Nailed it. Second take. Glorious.